Chapter 5. You did it. One day, Marilla told Anne that Miss Stacy, a new teacher, had come to Green Gables. Anne, she thinks you are doing well in school. If you study well, you can pass the examination for Queen's College in Charlottetown. Then, after a year at the college, you can become a teacher. Anne was very happy. Oh, I'd love to be a teacher. So, in the afternoons, Anne and some of her friends stayed late at school. Miss Stacy helped them prepare for the exam. Diana didn't want to go to Queen's College, so she went home early. However, Gilbert stayed at school with Anne. He and Anne did not speak to each other. Everyone knew that they were enemies. Both of them wanted to get the highest score on the exam. Secretly, Anne wished that she and Gilbert were friends. But it was too late now. One day, Mrs. Lynde visited Marilla. "Your Anne is a big girl now," said Mrs. Lynde. "She's taller than you." "You're right, Rachel," said Marilla. "Well, she certainly has grown into a nice young woman," said Mrs. Lynde. "Those beautiful gray eyes and that red-brown hair. You've looked after her very well." "Well, thank you," said Marilla. Marilla was very pleased and proud. Later that evening, Matthew found Marilla crying quietly in the kitchen. "Marilla, what happened?" asked Matthew. "Nothing happened," said Marilla. "I'm just thinking that I will miss Anne when she goes away." Matthew was surprised. "You mean when she goes to college?" "Don't be sad, Marilla. She'll be back on the weekends and for holidays." "I'll still miss her," said Marilla sadly. The time passed quickly. On a warm summer day in early June, Anne took the exam. That afternoon, Anne returned to Green Gables. She was still nervous. "Oh, I hope I did well," she said. "The exams were very difficult. And I have to wait for 3 weeks before I know." Diana was the first to hear the news. She ran into the kitchen at Green Gables, waving a newspaper. "Look, Anne," she shouted. "You came in first, and Gilbert passed too." Anne took the paper with shaking hands. She saw her name on top of a list of 200 students. For the first time in her life, she could not speak. "Well, now I knew you would do it," said Matthew with a warm smile. "You've done well, Anne," said Marilla. They were very pleased. For the next 3 weeks, Anne and Marilla were very busy. Anne needed new dresses to wear to college. The evening before she left, Anne put on one of the dresses to show Matthew. Marilla watched too. She remembered the thin little girl who showed up by mistake 5 years ago. Marilla started to cry. "Why are you crying?" asked Anne. "I was just thinking of you when you were a little girl," said Marilla. And now you're going away. And I'll be lonely without you. Anne took Marilla's hands. Marilla, nothing will change, she said. I may be bigger and older now, but I'll always be your little Anne. And I will love you and Matthew and Green Gables more and more every day. For the next year, Anne lived in Charlottetown and went to college every day. Gilbert was also at Queen's, and sometimes Anne saw him. However, she didn't want to be the first to speak to him. Gilbert never looked at her. At the end of the year, there were exams. I'd love to get the highest score, she thought, or perhaps I could get the Avery Prize. The Avery Prize was given to the student who wrote the best essay. She wanted the Avery Prize because the student who won the Avery Prize also won a 4-year scholarship to Redmond College. This university was one of the best in Canada. On the day the results of exams were announced, Anne was afraid to check herself. Instead, she heard her friends shouting, "It's Gilbert!" they shouted. "He got the highest score on the exam!" Anne felt sick. Then she heard her own name. Anne won the Avery Prize! Then all her friends were around her, laughing and shouting. "Matthew and Marilla will be happy," thought Anne.